Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I would first like to thank the High Commissioner and Ms. Pagliucci for their very useful briefings today. Let me also, like others, acknowledge, as always, the work and unrelenting commitment of UNHCR staff as they continue to respond to the needs of an increasingly and unprecedented number of persons of concern in 2017, including in difficult circumstances. Australia recognises the ongoing uncertainty faced by those displaced and the long-term impact this has on individuals and families. We also recognise the immense pressure placed on the countries and communities that so generously continue to host large numbers of asylum seekers and refugees. Australia supports UNHCR in its work with host governments to implement the CRRF, including in Uganda and Ethiopia, and encourages others to extend support to ease some of this pressure. UNHCR is a valued partner in Australia's delivery of timely and effective humanitarian assistance and protection. I'm pleased to announce the Australian Government will contribute $25 million Australian dollars in core, unearmarked funding to support UNHCR's humanitarian operations in 2018. This is part of our commitment announced by our Prime Minister to provide $75 million to UNHCR over 3 years. As we do each year, Australia also considers additional contributions to UNHCR emergency appeals and programs throughout the year. Australia remains committed to multi-year flexible funding, and we're thus concerned to hear that reductions in unearmarked funding seem to be the case this year. We urge all donors to reduce earmarking wherever possible and urge UNHCR to strengthen the narrative with donors and the public on the critical and catalytic value of unearmarked funding and multi-year funding to UNHCR's core operations. In this regard, today's slides in relation to use of unearmarked core funding in Africa are very useful, so many thanks for that material. We'd also like to support the High Commissioner's calls for new non-traditional donors to step forward, both states, the private sector, and other sources in civil society. Mr. Chairperson, the realities of forced displacement today underscore the centrality of protection in effective humanitarian action. We commend UNHCR and its achievements this year in providing protection and support to the millions displaced globally. Responses to sexual and gender-based violence and the protection and inclusion of people with disabilities are of utmost importance. We encourage UNHCR to continue to operationalise its commitments made under the Charter for Disability Inclusion in Humanitarian Action. Mr. Chairperson, to conclude, this year we've been pleased to see the momentum generated by the New York Declaration, including the various thematic consultations and the practical implementation of the CRRF. Australia remains committed to contributing to a strong and practical outcome for the Refugee Compact globally and in the Asia-Pacific region. I thank you for your attention.